Now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. Say, by the way, if someday soon you folks pick up a dictionary and find that the definition of cake has been changed, don't be surprised. You see, since new SureMix Crisco with its three wonderful cake-making improvements has been introduced, folks have changed their ideas about cakes. Why, cakes that you used to think were perfect wouldn't have any showing at all alongside of the higher, lighter, tenderer cakes and better-eating cakes you can now get with new SureMix Crisco. Now, remember this. SureMix isn't just a new name for Crisco. SureMix is a description of the vital change that has been made in this pure, all-vegetable shortening. SureMix means just what it says. With this vitally improved Crisco, all your ingredients now mix more thoroughly, more completely. You're sure to get batter that's really satin smooth. And because new SureMix Crisco gives you this entirely new type of cake batter, we can now definitely promise you that simply by using SureMix Crisco in your regular cake recipe, you'll get a better cake than with any other shortening we ever heard of. And what's more, and this is important to your family, your SureMix Crisco cakes will have a melt-in-the-mouth goodness your cakes have never had before. These promises are all supported by hundreds of careful baking tests made in our own kitchens. Now, don't put off getting new SureMix Crisco. Don't let your family miss out on the wonderful new taste thrill Crisco now brings you. Change to SureMix Crisco today. When your cakes rise higher, lighter, tenderer, when your family tells you they're better eating cakes than you ever made before, you'll certainly be glad I told you about new SureMix Crisco. And by the way, when you change to SureMix Crisco, just ask for Crisco as usual. The new SureMix Crisco is packed in the same Crisco can with the same familiar label. So don't put it off. Get new SureMix Crisco today. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Sade is established on the davenport, engaged with a piece of needlework, while Vic, who has just this moment arrived home from the office, seats himself at the library table. There is about him a certain hostility. Listen.
Corporal Johnson, old chum, I'd like to nip an idea of yours in the bud.
What's this now?
I had a brief chat with Soda Fountain just now.
Where is he, out and back?
Yeah, loading up his coaster wagon.
He tell you about Mr. Gumpox's lovely offer?
He told me about Mr. Gumpox's lovely offer and also vouchsafed a remark or two concerning some possessions
of
mine.
Hey, now listen, keep your shirt on.
I have no intention of removing it. Stovepoker mentioned my lodge junk. I didn't question him closely, but I got it. It was your intention.
Goodness gracious, Vic, you act like you're almost mad.
Not a bit of it. However,
so he comes home from the office and gets mad at his wife before she's even got time to choke Billy Patterson. Except for saying hello, I haven't opened my mouth yet.
You evade the issue. I'm not mad. I only wish to clear up a matter I discussed briefly with Pigeonhole out in the backyard just now.
Ma'am.
Here's Pigeonhole himself. Wait till he gets here, and we'll see what the big commotion's all about.
I'm all loaded up, ma'am.
What?
I got all the stuff from the basement piled on my wagon.
All right.
Shall I go get the junk from upstairs you want?
Yeah, but stick around a minute. Your father's all bothered. What'd you tell him out in the backyard that made him come racing in like a tiger to where I was afraid he'd lunge at my throat?
I don't recall racing in like a tiger. Nor do I recall having any impulse to lunge at anybody's throat. I suggest we quit beating around the bush. Broom handle here said you were planning on rounding up my lodge equipment and taking it over
I'll
to...
explain that. Just look at you make yourself mad. You've talked yourself into a regular rage. Like Wassy Feeler there in Dixon.
Subject has now been changed to Wassy Feeler there in Dixon.
Remember Wassy Feeler there in Dixon?
No.
Used to make himself fighting mad just by sitting down and thinking a few minutes? And the man back in Dixon we're talking about, Willie. He'd be happy as a lark after supper of an evening and go sit in the hammock and get to thinking about stuff and get so angry he'd come stomping in the house and break the furniture.
What kind of stuff did he think about?
Oh, any kind of stuff. Taxes, the government, his friends, his business.
It's a trifle difficult to pin you down, Dr. Fleming. Can't we get right to the root of this? Rush tells me your estimable garbage collector, Mr. Gumpox, put one of his stalls at your disposal. He tells
Sweetest
me that you
thing
want...
I ever heard of. Offered it right out of a clear sky. Miss Gook, he says, there's two fine big roomy stalls over in my stable. Howard only occupies one, and the other's gone to waste. You're perfectly welcome to use the space for the trash that's cluttering up your basement and attic.
So you immediately said you'd bring over your old man's lunch equipment.
I'm not through with what I'm telling, Vic. The stall is clean as a whistle, Miss Gook, he says. And I always padlock the place at night so you won't need to worry about stuff getting stolen. I was grateful as a lion. Who wouldn't be?
Now, should I go upstairs?
The rush is going to cart over 5 or 6 big wagon loads of trash. All them monstrous big frame pictures Uncle Fletcher sent. Tell him some of the things, Willie.
My medicine ball, my collection of nuts, bolts, and washers, them 2 old rocking chairs. Your box
of rocks. Well, it is. There's not room around here to choke Billy Patterson. Clear out 9 or 10 bushels of rubbish and... we'll have space to tie our shoe in.
Torchlight embarked on some remark about my lodge diplomas. Finish that remark, Torchlight.
Mom said to get your box of lodge diplomas.
You know what I'm going to store away in Mr. Gumpox's lovely clean stable? A whole batch of clothes. I'm going to send Rush over with that old trunk in the attic. I'm going to pack it cram full of my clothes.
Old clothes, I presume?
Old clothes, yes.
I'm still having trouble pinning you down. What I want to make clear is... if anybody dares to lay a hand on any of my lodge equipment, I bet I'll raise
telephone
such a hullabaloo it won't be healthy
telephone
for anybody.
Ringing.
Most likely Leland Richards. Leland has some very trivial business he wants to discuss with me, and he said he'd probably attempt to get in touch with me around the middle
Hello.
Of the...
Hello? Yes. Oh, yes, Fred. Fine as silk, thanks. I'll say it's been warm.
Did your mother give you orders to take my lodge stuff and pile it on your wagon and cart it over?
She's trying to hear herself think, please. What was that, Fred? Why, not that I know of. But just a second. You got anything up your sleeve for this evening?
Uh-uh.
Fred feels like 500.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
The big muckety muck says he's wild to place in 500. Yeah. All right. Want to come here? Fine. Fine, Fred. Oh, now listen, don't you dare. You treated last time. No, now, don't you dare. Well, if you're going to be obstinate. just a second. He's going to bring ice cream. What flavor you want?
Maple.
Rush?
Tutti frutti.
Can't have two kinds.
Yes, ma'am.
Fred don't like maple or tutti frutti, either one. How about chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate be all right?
Mm-hmm.
Fred, everybody's clamoring for chocolate, Fred. Yeah. All right. All right, fine. We'll see you then around 7:15, 7:30, 7:45, or kind of halfway in around through there. All right, Fred. You bet. You bet, Fred. Goodbye.
What's the use of asking us what kind of ice cream we want if you're determined to get some other kind?
I've told you time and time again, Fred don't care for caramel.
I never said caramel. I said tutti frutti.
He's going to bring chocolate.
Mm.
And you with your butterscotch.
Maple.
Fred hates maple.
Well, that's fine. You can hate maple till he gets blue in the face. I want to get back to this other business. Did you tell Flypaper here he could load my lodge equipment in his doggone coaster wagon and...
Mr. Gumpox was kind enough and sweet enough to offer to let us use the extra stall in his horse stable.
I know all that. He's the sweetest garbage man in town. I agree. What I'm curious about is...
I don't intend to bother your lodge robe or your boots or your plumed hat.
You don't, huh?
No. Robe and boots and plumed hat can stay right there in the clothes closet.
What do you intend to buy there?
That big old awkward box of lodge certificates takes up enough room to shoot a snake. It could be moved over to Mr. Gumpox's extra stall just as well as not. And your great big enormous picture of what's his name, too.
I expect you refer to R.J. Tunk?
Yes, where his eyes light up. It weighs 9 tons with all them electric wires hanging down and... takes up so much space.
R.J. Kunk, Sadie, is the founder of the sacred stars of the Milky Way.
Oh, so which?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Had you anything else in mind you wish to dump in there with the garbage man's horse in addition to my box of lodge certificates and my framed portrait of I.J. Kunk?
Yes, that pile of lodge magazines on the attic steps. Them lodge books that take up a whole shelf in the bookcase. And all them scepters and crowns and medals and halos and rubbish cluttering up the dresser drawers.
I see.
How about it? Is there any reason why Willie can't pile the whole works on his wagon and take them over there and stack them up neatly? You can get them any time you feel like it, because Mr. Gumpox is going to give us a key to the padlock. It'll be clean as pie. Mr. Gumpox says that extra stall is just spotless. And say, the doors are locked day and night. Well?
No.
What?
No.
You won't take advantage of this lovely, lovely offer where we can dispose of 18 bushels of trash that takes
my up... robe, my plumed hat, my sword, my boots, my lodge certificates, my framed portraits of R.J. Kunk, my scepters, crowns, medals, and halos will all remain exactly where they are.
That's final, huh?
That's final.
Well, all I've got to say is...
The telephone is ringing.
Probably Leland Richards. He mentioned some extremely trivial matter he wished to discuss with me sometime during
the... Oh, yes, Fred. Oh, I see. All right, just a second. Fred just called the drugstore about ice cream, and they're all out of chocolate flavor. What other flavor you want?
Maple.
Told you, Fred, don't care for maple flavor.
Tutti frutti.
You don't care for tutti frutti flavor.
Caramel.
Hates caramel.
Butterscotch.
Hates butterscotch.
What don't he hate?
Strawberries.
Mm.
Want strawberries?
Mm.
Hey, Fred! Hey, Vic and Rush are hauling their heads off for strawberry ice cream. Yeah, strawberry.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Attention, please. Have you tried new Sure Mix Crisco yet? If not, then you simply haven't any idea of the miracle of good eating that's waiting for you. This new Crisco brings you three new cake-making advantages that will simply astonish you. Now, that's a pretty big promise, I know, but listen. Before Sure Mix Crisco was introduced, hundreds of cakes were made in the Crisco kitchens. Each cake was measured. The Sure Mix Crisco cake baked up higher, as much as 15% higher, depending on the type of cake. And each cake was lighter and tenderer and better eating than even Crisco ever made before. Now, honestly, every minute you put off getting new Sure Mix Crisco, you're missing an awful lot of good eating. So why don't you do what so many other good cooks have done in the last few days and change to new Sure Mix Crisco? You'll find new Sure Mix Crisco at your store in the same familiar Crisco can with the same familiar label. But your first cake will tell you that new Sure Mix Crisco is vitally different. Now, don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.